just like the waves that flow back and forth. Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning and you're there to save me, and I wanna thank you with all of my heart. It's a brand new start, a dream come true.
Miley Cyrus, Malibu on Today FM. It's Al here joining you until 2:30 this afternoon. I have to say, I really had that Friday feeling today. There's something about this weekend that, I don't know, it couldn't come quicker, and it's here and it just feels great. On the way to Kerry to compete in, but hopefully complete, one assumes, my first ultra marathon, Al. 60k over Kerry Way. Can't wait, says Niamh. Another texter says, I'll be supporting Galway from a pub in Gort, wrapped up in maroon and white, and you better be supporting us too. And then Alan wants me to wish a happy birthday to Kathleen, who is 68 today. Shouldn't be giving away her age there, Alan, but happy birthday, Kathleen. I hope you have a great weekend as well. I got this email in this morning. We had a great laugh. It's from a guy called Joe in Kildare. It says, Hi Al, I was going through my drives earlier today, tidying up photos, and came across these two from the Cat Laughs Festival a few years back. Thought you might enjoy them, Joe. So we opened up the photos, and they're pictures of me playing a game of football with a load of other comedians. Now, nothing unusual there, apart from the fact that I'm playing football and I don't do sports. So my bottom half was green shorts, green sports socks, and football boots, because they were provided for everybody. And my top half is me wearing an ironed white shirt, a tan dinner jacket, and a tie. Because, I don't know, I thought, you know, arrive dressed to impress for my first ever football match. I was so unprepared for it, like completely, but I still got stuck in. But thank you, Joe, for sending in the pictures and reminding me that I probably need to put a little bit more thought into my activities. It's like this weekend and the electric picnic and everything. I don't think I'm ready at all.
And just to top off your week, we're going to tweet those photos just for everybody to see.
No.
Yes, we are.
I thought we specifically said that we weren't going to do that.
Oh, no, we didn't. Thanks, Joe, for sending those in. I had a good laugh.
Oh, God. I'm heading off to Electric Picnic for my first bit of camping.
You're camping at it?
I know. I'm not even performers camping. I'm just general camping. I've never camped at a festival.
And have you everything ready?
Well, yeah. No, I've got my... Well, I've got my suits for my gigs. I've got a couple, like maybe two outfits a day.
Where are you going to hang your suits?
I don't know, just fold them in the tent.
And they've been dry cleaned and pressed and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah.
And you're going to throw them in the tent?
And then I have my shoes. I've got like a couple of pairs of shoes.
Okay. Wellies? Yeah.
No.
Wellie socks? Thick socks?
No.
Have you got the 4Bs?
What are they?
Bin bags?
No, why would I want... No, I don't need bin bags.
Baby wipes?
I need baby wipes? What? That'll be in the toilet, surely.
No. After the first 4 hours, no more bog roll for the rest of the weekend.
What?
Guaranteed. Bring your own bog roll and your booze, of course.
And my what?
Your booze, bog roll, bin bags, baby wipes, on top of everything else. Loads of spare underwear and a rain jacket.
A rain jacket?
Yes.
I don't own a rain jacket.
What?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's bad. See, we bought a camper van after 7 years of tenting it at Electric Picnic because we were so fed up with tenting it.
I'm so unprepared.
And you can't come stay in my camper van because it's not a room.
Oh, God. If you're listening to the show now, please make me feel better. If you've ever been unprepared for something, let me know. It's the strangest topic we've ever done. But have you ever been caught out as unprepared for an event or a party or an interview? Or a festival, 53102. I can't be the only one.
I can't wait to see you come Sunday. You'll be a shadow of your former self.
Have you been unprepared? Tell Pam it's a thing that happens.
On Weekend Breakfast, this sort of thing happens.
What a banger. of kickstarts again. Example kickstarts on Today FM. It's Al here joining until 2:30. Before that, what do we have? Addicted to You and Picture This. You've never camped at a festival. Really, Al, says this texter. No, I genuinely haven't. I've never camped at a festival. Al, have you not been camping your whole life? Boom, boom. That's from Des in Wexford. You'd have to try better than that for an Al's pal, Des. I reckon you'd be a great footballer, Al. I'm sure your tackle is magnificent. And that comes in from Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. My tackle is fantastic. You should see my tackle in the box. Why doesn't Pam go in the tent since she's done it so many times before and Al can go in the camper van? Sorted, says Dave in Dublin. I think that's a great idea, don't you, Pam? Are you going to give me your camper van?
No.
Fair enough. Tara, how are you?
Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm very good, Tara. So you're heading to Electric Picnic?
I am. I'm putting the last few bits in the bag now, and then I'm good to go.
Brilliant. But you're doing something a little unusual. The Samaritans are down there.
Yes, the Samaritans are there every year. Yeah, we have a festival branch. Most people will be aware of, like, throughout the year, the brick branches around the country. But over the summer, we have different festivals that we go to. An Electric Picnic is one of them. So we've been going there for the last couple of years. And we're just there available on site if people, you know, if people need to chat. Or
so how does it work? How do I know who you are or where you are?
Well, it's quite discreet in terms of the volunteers who be, you know, we just have a little badge, so you're not kind of announcing it to everyone that you're talking to a Samaritan.
Yeah.
But there'll be loads of posters up, loads of signage. I'm not actually sure the exact site this year, but for the last couple of years, we've been just at the edge. For anyone who knows the setup, we've been just at the edge of the campsite, like at the entrance into the actual arena, just around where like the paramedics and stuff are. So
perfect. So
if you'll see the signage, do you know?
Yeah, and look out for the little small badge. And if for any reason you kind of think, do you know what, I need a bit of a chat now, this is all a bit overwhelming, you can just talk to somebody. Brilliant.
Yeah, so we should be out on site from about 8 o'clock tonight, and we'll be there till the early hours of Saturday night, Sunday morning.
That's fantastic. Nicely done. Well done you. Talk to you later, okay?
All right, enjoy.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Today FM with Al Porter.